You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
Several states are taking emergency precautions ahead of Hurricane Joaquin. National correspondent and USA's Joe Gomez has more.
Joaquin is now a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of up to 130 miles per hour. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says his state is already dealing with flooding from a separate storm, but wants to be ready for what may come.
We are going to see flooding throughout the Commonwealth over the next 36 hours. We already have flooding in the Commonwealth. We are monitoring the situation, preparing for landfall, the potential here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have mobilized the National Guard.
The White House is keeping a close eye on the hurricane.
The President received an update today from his Homeland Security Advisor, Lisa Monaco, about the forecast for Hurricane Joaquin.
Presidential spokesperson Josh Earnest says FEMA is ready for what's around the corner. I'm Joe Gomez.
A founding member of the conservative caucus that was mounting a challenge to the Speaker of the House isn't sure who he'll back for the job.
The important question is, will things change? Will they change for the better, or we simply replace Mr. Boehner with somebody else who will do the same thing?
On Fox News Sunday, Congressman Mick Mulvaney acknowledged current Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy seems the odds-on favorite to succeed Speaker John Boehner. However, the South Carolina Republican said it remains to be seen if that will be any improvement in the eyes of the House Freedom Caucus.
Well, I think it's fair to say that Kevin has the inside track for the position being our leader.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area today begins with rain as we battle Hurricane Joaquin. The high will be near 55 degrees, northeasterly winds around 14 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%, and new precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half an inch is possible. Tonight, rain, low around 47 degrees, northeasterly winds around 17 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is again 100%, and we will follow rain into tomorrow on Saturday. It will be before 9 a.m., and then rain or drizzle likely after 9 a.m. Cloudy skies with a high near 56 degrees, northeasterly winds around 17 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Saturday evening, rain or drizzle likely before 9 p.m., then a chance of drizzle or light rain after 9 p.m. Cloudy skies with a low around 52 degrees and northeasterly winds between 15 and 17 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Sunday, a chance of drizzle or light rain before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain after 9 a.m. Cloudy skies with a high near 64 and northeasterly winds around 16 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday evening, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, and the low around 53. The chance of precipitation drops to 30%. Start your work week with a chance of rain again before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers afterwards with partly sunny skies and a high near 68. The chance of precipitation is 30%.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning at 10 a.m. on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show every Friday morning. And I'm looking forward to today because Hands Across Hunterdon is always talking about the varied hands across our county that come together to provide programs and services, assistance to our residents. And that could be a nonprofit, that could be a business or an individual. And today we have Allison Lacco, who is the Diabetes Resource Coordinator of Zufall Health Center. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Susan.
And we are going to be talking about some more hands across Hunterdon in the collaboration that many of the organizations have created with Allison under her supervision, tutelage, and coordination to address the issue of diabetes here in our area, both from a preventative education and maintenance point of view. So welcome, Allison, and let's get to it. Let's start talking about this collaboration, which I'm very happy to be a part of. Many of our clients do have diabetes and often are kind of betwixt and between in terms of services. Knowledge is huge. So this whole collaboration sitting around the table with you and the other organizations has been actually an eye-opener for me and hopefully something that will let me better serve our clients.
Great. Yeah, it's a we're very happy to have Hunterdon Helpline as a part of this collaborative as well. The collaborative is called Hunterdon Diabetes Care. We started in December of 2014, and we've been growing and finding our way, but we're going strong. It's a partnership that involves the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management through the hospital, through Hunterdon Healthcare System, as well as several community partners that offer community-based education for diabetes prevention and management. So that includes Rutgers Cooperative Extension, Hunterdon Helpline. It includes ShopRite in Flemington and Clinton. It includes Hunterdon Prevention's Family Success Center and includes Norwest CAP.
And a wealth of information, as I said, when we sit around that table to just learn about each other's programs and services and being able to refer to those programs and services with more than just a cursory knowledge. I know, you know, at Helpline, obviously we have our Division of Seniors and Disability Services. Many of our seniors have diabetes, some of our other clients as well. But as the Helpline, our first assist program, when we get calls, this has been a fantastic asset to what we do in terms of truly linking them to the programs and services that they need. You know, it's been amazing. And as I told you at our last meeting, that we already referred somebody to ShopRite who was told by her physician to watch her diet, and yet she didn't have the, not just the knowledge, but a lot of fear kind of surfaced. And one of those fears was the fact, is this going to cost me a lot of money? I'm on a fixed income, etc. We sent her to Sue over at ShopRite, who provides a nutritional program and game plan, if you will, for anybody, but needless to say, for people with diabetes. And of course, it's free. And my client was just so grateful, so grateful. I never heard somebody so engaged about taking care of themselves as a result of that connection.
Good. Yeah, Sue's great. I did forget the a very important partner is 100 and YMCA in terms of diabetes prevention. They're a huge partner for us as well. But Sue over at ShopRite has fantastic fantastic infectious energy. And she's very good at applying what you hear about healthy eating to what real choices are when you're going to shop for groceries and what's really healthy and what's not and what are economical choices that you can make as well. So she's a great resource. And it's overwhelming when you have a diagnosis of diabetes. My father has type 2 diabetes, and at the beginning it was an overwhelming experience. You get information at the doctors, but then reinforcing that and remembering that and being motivated to act on that information in a practical way and in small steps is a lot to wrap your head around. Whether it be for pre-diabetes, where you're more at risk for developing diabetes, or when you're actually diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So our goal is to link you immediately into the clinical resources that you need. So at the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management, they have dietitians and nurses there who are all specifically trained in diabetes education. So they give you the professional advice that you need over a series of sessions to about taking your medication and about what a proper diet means. The purpose of the group is to really encourage collaboration and cross referrals between all of these organizations. So after you have your counseling and medical nutrition therapy over at the Diabetes Center, then you go into using these community resources to give you a wider base of support where you can really find the kind of support and person that really speaks to you. You can really find a friend to support you through this, whether it be Sue over at ShopRite or the telephone reassurance program here through the helpline or a trainer over at the YMCA. Everyone learns in different ways, so having a wide net of community resources is very valuable in helping people stay motivated and feel like they're not alone in going through leading a healthier lifestyle to prevent any complications associated with diabetes, because it is a serious condition. I think sometimes people don't put the same weight on it as they would with other chronic conditions, but diabetes is serious if it's not managed. Having high blood sugar, being able to be confident in how you manage your medication and how you maintain a healthy lifestyle is so important.
Well, with those wonderful words, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Allison and kind of start at the beginning, Allison, because I think people are not aware that this is a growing problem. And we're going to talk about that. And also that management is not somebody, or support is not somebody just cracking the whip and
right.
The personal trainer saying, you know, do another push-up, or Sue over at ShopRite saying, you cannot have anything tasty anymore. So with those words, we're going to come back after these short messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show. And we have Allison Lacko here with Zufall Health Center. We're talking about diabetes. And before the break, you were talking about management. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, for all those who are listening, that management is not as scary as you think. Can be a pleasant part of your lifestyle and not one where, oh my gosh, I can't eat this, I can't eat that, and I'm down to nothing, and so I'll take my chances kind of thing. And you don't want to take your chances. As Allison pointed out, this can be a serious disease when it goes unmanaged. But I do have to say, Allison, when I was a kid, I knew a lot of kids with juvenile diabetes. Mm-hmm. I never, and maybe because I was a child, people didn't share back then, you know, cancer was the C word and so forth. But I rarely came across people who had diabetes unless it was, you know, that obese aunt that, you know, had all kinds of different conditions or what have you, but didn't really pay attention, never really heard about people who had diabetes, not the juvenile kind. Unfortunately, my friends, I've seen somebody go into insulin shock. I've seen, you know, families pounce on a child who is having an episode and so forth. But it wasn't until, and probably exacerbated by Helpline's calls, that as an adult, I realized more and more people.
Right.
And again, now with friends who unfortunately are suffering from it. So let's start at the core here.
Right.
This does not seem to be, and I don't want to use the word rare, but even a, how can I say it, a minor problem.
Right.
in humans. This seems to be a growing, almost of epidemic proportions.
It really is, and it's an alarming trend. Diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is on the increase. There's been a leveling off in the incidence of children. What they found recently is type 1 diabetes used to be called childhood diabetes, where it's something you have from birth. And type 2 diabetes was more lifestyle induced with a genetic component to it, but still lifestyle induced and onset in adults. But what they've been finding is that at younger and younger ages, children are getting type 2 diabetes as well. And diabetes means that you have elevated sugar in your bloodstream, caused by the inability of your cells to take in that sugar after you eat. So if the sugar can't get into your cells, it stays in your bloodstream and causes damage as it's flowing throughout your body. And even before you get to diabetes, the condition of having slightly elevated sugar in your blood is called prediabetes. And right now, the Centers for Disease and Prevention estimates that one of every three people has prediabetes, and most don't know it.
That is awful. And you're telling me prediabetes or type 2, this is lifestyle induced. Is that correct?
Right. There is a genetic component. Mm-hmm. If a close family member or relative has type 2 diabetes, you are more likely to also develop type 2 diabetes. So it is important to pay attention to your risk factors. If someone in your family has diabetes, then keeping track of going to see the doctor every year and keeping track of your blood work is important to make sure that you're in a safe place with the levels of blood sugar in your body. But yeah, so in Hunterdon County, if you look at one in every three people, that's about 48,000 people in Hunterdon County that may have prediabetes. Now, prediabetes doesn't mean that it's inevitable that you will develop type 2 diabetes, but if you don't manage your health and if you're not proactive, then it is probable that you will develop type 2 diabetes. So thinking about your friends and your family, one of every three of them probably has prediabetes and probably doesn't know that they have it. It flies under the radar because physicians are very good at pointing out when you have diabetes. Physicians are very good at making you aware that you have type 2 diabetes and referring you to the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management. But it's not as often as that they are proactive about letting you know that you have prediabetes. So that's where it's our responsibility in taking control of our own health to make sure that we're on top of those numbers as well and having a dialogue with our doctors about our health.
So it sounds to me, if it's one in every three, that we can safely assume whether we're diagnosed with prediabetes or not, let's cut out the gallon of soda. Cut out the, the coffee break with donuts, et cetera, because we don't know if we're genetically disposed, but we don't have to be genetically disposed with one in every three people getting it.
Exactly.
It really is a wake-up call, I think, and when we talk about prediabetes, to take stock of what we are doing in terms of intake and so forth. And I mentioned briefly before the break, again, this does not have to be a Spartan's life, where you're eating, just nothing but whole grains, water, et cetera. It's just about excess, and it's about making the right choices that could be just as tasty, just as satisfying, and also having occasional sweets or what have you, but not in excess.
Right. And there are a number of programs in Hunterdon County that even before we get to managing diabetes that help with diabetes prevention. So the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management has a monthly pre-diabetes class. It's a one-time two-hour class. They've had great success with people who have gone through this one-time class and reducing their blood sugar. Again, it's for prediabetes, but if you're interested, the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management, and I'll repeat all of this contact information at the end of the show as well, but their number is 908-237-6920, and they have monthly classes for prediabetes.
How about we say that telephone number one more time in case somebody just grabbed a pencil and lost it?
908-237-6920. 20. And this Monday, they're also starting a class called Living the Lower Carb Life. So the good thing about going to the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management is that you know you're talking to a registered dietitian. They've gone through specific training in what healthy eating really means. They can break down fad diets for you and sort of filter out from there what you really need to pay attention to. And they're also trained in preventing and managing diabetes. This Monday, they have a class starting called Living the Lower Carb Life. So it's a four-week program designed to promote weight loss and improve health while limiting carbohydrates, and how to do that safely and go through sort of frequently asked questions, myths and facts about a low-carb diet. So again, that number for the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management is 908-237-6920. You can call for more information about Living the Lower Carb Life or about their monthly pre-diabetes class. The YMCA is also starting a diabetes prevention program. It's an ongoing program, but they have two sessions starting in October. So this is a really great program because they have trained lifestyle coaches who sit with you in a small group class. So you have very individualized attention. And they go through healthy eating. They go through healthy exercise routines. You get a membership to the YMCA if you're not already a member during the course of this program. And they just have great energy over at the YMCA to make
good
going to
people.
The gym, they are, to make going to the gym not seem to seem like a lot of fun, because it is. It shouldn't. We're not successful at things that sound like a chore to us. And it shouldn't be a chore. The YMCA has a lot of really great different kinds of classes, from group dance to strength training to just a incredible variety of different exercise machines that you can use on your own independently. And part of this program is helping you understand how to use those and how that affects your risk for developing diabetes. If you exercise, it's shown to lower the risk of going from having pre-diabetes to later developing diabetes. So it's a 16-week program. It's a class once a week. The classes are only an hour. The goal is for participants to lose 7% of their body weight. And I don't know about you, but it always helps. A buddy system always helps me. So the YMCA here in Hunterdon has had very good success in helping people meet that goal of losing 7% of their body weight, because they do it through this group atmosphere where people are encouraging and motivating each other and accountable to each other. It's way easier to have one piece of cake instead of three, because it always turns into going for second and thirds when you get to dessert. We have a second stomach for dessert. But it's easier to be very aware of and mindful of what you're eating when you know that you're going to be sharing that with a group of people.
And the social factor too, Allison, to make it less clinical and more social and more, I think, lifestyle infused,
exactly,
if you will, when you're sharing with other people and you realize that, one, it's not just you. Two, you're in a community. But three, there's friendships to be made, relationships to be formed, and a social environment. So it's not this sterile, oh my gosh, I got to drag myself to the gym kind of thing.
Exactly. So that social environment is so important, in because it's not a restrictive diet. It's not, I have to go, dragging yourself to the gym because you have to go exercise. It's really looking at it as just a lifestyle change, and having that social support of other people who are making that same change to a healthier lifestyle and embracing that makes a big difference in getting healthier. So that's the diabetes prevention end here in Hunterdon County, the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management.
Well, let me interrupt for one second.
Sure.
In terms of prevention. So do you have to be diagnosed with pre-diabetes in order to get into these programs? Or can you simply say, you know what, without even going to my physician, it's time. I know that, you know, I've read the literature, I've Googled it, what mm-hmm. have you. Last year, my physician said this might be, you know, along the track that I've been following. And this sounds like a fantastic program. to get involved in. So how do we sign up, and is there an eligibility or criteria for signing up?
Fantastic question. So if you have, without knowing any sort of medical numbers about your blood sugar, if you have risk factors like being overweight, you know you're not very active, or you have family members, especially immediate family, who has type 2 diabetes, then you can immediately sign up for one of these programs. The nutrition classes at the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management are open to anybody. It helps if you know your blood sugar, and that can be for, if you follow your blood work, it could be your fasting blood glucose, which is when you fast the night before, then you go into LabCorp and they take your blood and they look at what your blood sugar is. Or there's another measure called hemoglobin A1C that you can also use. So if you know those measures, it helps, but that's more for your own personal use. So it's not a requirement. It does help if you have those numbers, because then after the one-time diabetes class, or after the pre-diabetes, the diabetes prevention program at the YMCA, you can then, the next time you do your blood work, see the change. So it's one thing to see the change in your body weight, but it's very rewarding to see that your blood sugar is actually going down. So it's not a requirement, but it does help.
So there's no excuses. And we'll be right back with some more programs and services that are aimed at diabetes prevention, maintenance, and management.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Jersey Shore residents are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best as a nor'easter-like storm and Hurricane Joaquin approach. Alice Stockton Rossini.
Forced out of her home for 8 months after Sandy, Gina's packing it up and leaving the island tonight.
I'm a little nervous. We're going to get everything off the ground. Books, photo albums, furniture, toys.
Some flooding is expected, but no one anticipates another Sandy. Alice Stockton Rossini, New Jersey.
The father of the man suspected of carrying out a mass shooting at an Oregon community college says he's as shocked as anyone. Ian Mercer spoke briefly with the reporters late yesterday. His son, 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer, is suspected of shooting and killing 10 people and wounding at least 7 others at Umpqua Community College yesterday morning. A candlelight vigil was held at Roseburg Stewart Park, where hundreds honored those that were killed. None of the victims' identities have been released, as police notify families before releasing the names to the public. This is USA Headline News.
If you have trouble remembering names, if problems with focus or mental clarity are affecting your work, or if you have an aging parent in mental decline, please listen closely to this important message. A team of neuroscientists with the University of Massachusetts Lowell has developed Perceptive, a breakthrough nutritional supplement. Independent research funded by accredited organizations like the Alzheimer's Association, National Institute on Aging, and the National Science Foundation shows that Perceptive is highly effective at improving cognitive performance, memory recall, and focus, and it may help reduce cognitive decline due to aging. In as little as 2 weeks, subjects taking Perceptive reported dramatic improvements in memory and clarity. Perceptive is now available through this exclusive radio offer. Call 800-994-0805, and we will rush you a free one-month supply. Again, call 800-994-0805. That's 800-994-0805 for your free 30-day supply. Call 800-994-0805 now.
Your weather forecast for the Huntington County area is all about rain. Rain today through the day, and the high will be near 55. Northeasterly winds around 14 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Tonight, rain as well, and a low around 47 degrees. Northeasterly winds around 17 miles per hour. Again, the chance of precipitation is 100%. Saturday, rain or drizzle likely, a high near 56 with cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds around 17 miles per hour, yet with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday evening, a chance of drizzle or light rain, cloudy skies, and a low around 52. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday evening, Sunday for the day, a chance of rain, cloudy, a high near 64. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And Sunday evening, again, chance of rain, precipitation chances are around 30%, and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 53 degrees. Rain continues on Monday with the chance of precipitation at 30% and a high near 68. And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. And Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help, whatever the need, whether it be support for seniors and persons with disabilities, support for children, youth and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter. We are also the number to call after hours for both the Hunterdon County and Somerset Divisions of Social Service. And we are also the connection to the link after the link offices close for the day at 4:30. Our number is 908-782-4357. Our 1-800 number is 272-4630, 272-4630. We are available to you 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Our First Assist community resource specialists know Hunterdon County, know the resources that are available, whether they are helpline programs and services or those of the other organizations we collaborate with, to provide you with a holistic solution to whatever challenge you are facing. Please learn more about our programs by going to www.helplinehc.org. And one of the collaborations we have with the organizations in the area has to do with diabetes. We have Allison Lacko with us this morning talking about the Zufall Health Center's Diabetes Care Initiative, bringing the partners around the table who can help you with prevention, with maintenance, with management. And it's been fascinating, Allison, to learn just how prevalent this disease is. One out of every three people are affected in some way or with prediabetes, right. And on that trajectory, if you will, to full-blown diabetes, if they do not take it seriously, if they do not decide that why let that
progress to type 2 diabetes.
Exactly. And not just type 2 diabetes, which, okay, everybody, all right, so it's a disease, I get medication, whatever. Let's talk about lifestyle before and after. Do you want the lifestyle where you simply take care of what you eat, your exercise program, etc., or do you want one that involves not just medication, but daily insulin shots? Again, our clients, one of our reminders with the telephone reassurance program is, did you take your meds? Did you test your sugar? Did you take your insulin shot? It would seem to me that it's a wake-up call.
Right, right. It is. And even though the rate of prediabetes 1 in 3 is high, that we shouldn't accept high diabetes rates as a new normal, right? It should be something that we want to, a trend that we want to reverse, because it does have a lot of complications. It is a progressive disease. So what that means is that while you may be on medication that's monitoring, that's helping manage the disease, it still progresses as you age, which means the possibility of complications, especially if you have any other health risk factors that can interact with diabetes. And it means always evaluating and maybe increasing the kind of medication that you have to take. So diabetes medication is coming a long way and helping make that management easier, but much easier if we don't have to take it in the first place.
And this is a disease that gives you that option.
Right.
So think about it. you know, we see in the news, I know New York had the controversial moment with former Mayor Bloomberg in terms of limiting soft drinks, right, and so forth. And, you know, at one hand you say, well, you don't need government intervention. On the other hand, if we're looking at such numbers for pre-diabetes, maybe we do. Maybe we need somebody to kind of shake it up a bit and say, you know what? As you said, shut down that second stomach.
when dessert stomach.
Really, exactly. When you're at dinner and you say you're full, leave it at that. Because I know I do the same thing. Oh, but there's always room for dessert. You know, it's right, just a favorite expression. Do we have to have, you know, three glasses of soda with the meal? Can we have only one glass? Or can we have some water with lemon? I know we're getting the flavored waters now to make it a little bit more enticing. Although, what is wrong with us as the human race that no one wants to drink?
Wants to just drink a nice glass of
refreshing water. Exactly. So my question is, do we know how this compares with other countries? Is the United States, I constantly hear about obesity in the United States. And I know that you're also on the Partnership for Health Committee, as am I. For seniors, you're on, are you not on the obesity, on the committee, mm-hmm, that addresses obesity? Is it the same thing for pre-diabetes? Are we more prone in the United States than other countries?
I can't speak to the rates of pre-diabetes in other countries. The United States is on the higher end. There are certainly risk factors associated with different ethnicities. Again, getting back to sorting out if that's a genetic factor or a lifestyle factor, but African Americans and Latinos are both more likely to have type 2 diabetes than Caucasians. But I think what people really want is just for the healthier choices to be easier choices. And when you have the right information in front of you to act on to either prevent or manage diabetes, it becomes easier. When you have a support group that you know you can turn to with people who are going through the same, who are looking to lead a healthier life in the same ways and take control of their health, it becomes easier. So that's something that we're trying to do with the collaborative, presenting several opportunities in both the clinical setting and in the community to help people make more informed and easier choices.
And to do that also, I'm going to give Allison's contact number, because I think it's an easier access to go through CARE, the committee, and find out about information, as we were sort of alluding to, less sterile, less clinical, just to have that conversation. Because I think people, it's almost, if I don't go to the doctor, I won't know what I have. If I go to the doctor and I know what he's going to bombard me with. But to have a very friendly, open discussion, I think is really important about this. So it's less fearful to have the conversation with the experts. So Allison, your contact phone number is 201-841-1757. And hopefully right, you all got your pens. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. 201-841-1757. We have to take a break, and I'm going to do this as a teaser, Allison. I'm going to tell you all out there that there's even more information you can access, because the CARE Initiative has now launched a Facebook page.
Exactly.
So when we come back, I'm going to tell you about that, because we are really infusing that with all kinds of different information from all the partners of CARE. And it's a great resource to kick back, try to get a feeling for all of this, see that it's not as frightening as sometimes it seems to be. And also what the resources are out there that are friendly and, as they say in the computer world, user-friendly. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Good evening. This is Dr. Black and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at theredmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
100 Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100 Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back talking about diabetes, pre-diabetes, management and prevention. And we are with Allison Lacko of Zufall Health Center. She's the Diabetes Resource Coordinator and also the leader of our wonderful diabetes care initiative, of which Helpline is a member, as are other organizations that Allison has already mentioned, be it the hospital, the YMCA, the Family Success Center, ShopRite, and Rutgers as well. So
exactly.
A lot of expertise sitting around at the table, but we're not just sitting around the table. We're very proactive. We're very proactive in getting the information out to you and offering you the resources so that you can be extremely proactive in preventing diabetes if you're prone to it, or maintaining, managing, and being successful.
Right. So we spoke about the resources around diabetes prevention. So now I want to mention a couple of the programs that our partners have to help with diabetes self-management. So once you know your doctor has told you you have this diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, or you've had it for a couple of years and you just want to check in and be healthier and improve your management of diabetes that you may have had for a while, your first step is always the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management. It's a wonderful, warm, welcoming group of nurses and dietitians over there who are specially trained. It's important to get information from a trained diabetes educator first, because diabetes affects everybody differently. It has the same definition as elevated sugar in your blood, but that affects everybody differently because it interacts with so many parts of your body. So working with someone, sitting down for one-on-one counseling is important to get the right information that's personalized for you. And all of the women who work over there are extraordinarily trained, very knowledgeable, and very warm and very accessible.
And I just want to point out, because we were talking about the numbers for pre-diabetes, just having that resource here is incredible, but it also speaks to the fact that this is a disease that affects many, many, many people. If it wasn't, and if it was just something that was affecting one or two people, we wouldn't have this center.
Exactly.
The fact that we do and it's available to everyone is just testimony to the fact that this is a problem.
Right. And it's a phenomenal resource. They have translation services available. They welcome you to invite a member of your family or a caregiver so that someone else who you live with or someone else in your life knows what you're going through and knows the steps that you need to take to be proactive about managing your health. So I'll repeat all of the contact information again to sum up at the end. But we also have some community resources around managing diabetes. The dietitian and diabetes educator over at Rutgers, she works on Route 12, but she has a diabetes support group that she's just started. So we're really excited about this. It's a support group specific to the management of type 2 diabetes. She has a session coming up on Monday, October 19th, over at the Route 31 County Complex on Gaunt Place, so right by the medical center. Her name is Sandra Grency. And her number is 908-788-1342. Again, I'll repeat it at the end of the show, but her number is 908-788-1342. And she also has professional training in working as a dietitian and counseling people with diabetes. And her support group is doing a great job. It's a great environment to just the people in her support group really guide the conversation, and then she helps answer any questions or concerns that they might have. The telephone reassurance program through the helpline, Susan, is fantastic. Calling people and making sure that they're properly managing their medications, because if you're given a specific level of insulin you have to take, you can't cut it in half one day and make up for it the next day, or take it at a different time one day and another time another day. It's very important to be organized and to be able to take your medication on a regular basis. So,
and you can't forego your meals either. You need to keep
exactly.
your meals very consistent. And unfortunately, we have sent several people to the hospital after calling them to see if they are maintaining. And they didn't. They didn't take their shot. They didn't have the meal. The next thing we know, they're passing out on the floor. In the past year, at least three people, because of their diabetes, we've had to call emergency services for them. So this is something that it's not just, okay, I took my meds or I took my shot. It's an integration, if you will, of the meds, of the meals, of the exercise. And like I said, with telephone reassurance, we're there, obviously, and I thank you, Allison, for bringing it up, there to make those reminders, because it's easy to stay in bed in the morning and say, oh, I'll just sleep in, and the next thing you know, it's an hour and a half later, and you have not had your insulin shot.
Right. So it's literally a lifesaver, your program.
Well, unfortunately, yes.
But it's a really great resource for people who, especially seniors, in maintaining their independence, but still having someone help guide them as a friendly reminder and as a supportive reminder about the medication that they have to take and eating their meals regularly.
And to sign up for that, just call us at 908-735-4357, 735-4357.
One of the complications that can be associated with diabetes is vision loss. So the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management is having a free dilated eye exam in November. So this is the first Saturday in November. It's part of the commemoration of National Diabetes Awareness Month, which is in November. So for more information or to set up an appointment, you can call the Diabetes Center. Again, it's going to be Saturday, November 7th. They're also going to have blood pressure checks, some diabetes products, some samples. ShopRite is usually there. They'll have some giveaways and the dilated eye exam. So I just wanted to wrap up and go and repeat all of the partners in Hunterdon Diabetes Care. And I don't think we ever said at the beginning, but Hunterdon Diabetes Care stands for Diabetes Community Access to Resources and Education. because that's really the main goal of our collaborative. We want to let people know what diabetes resources are in Hunterdon County specifically and how we can help to make those resources more available to people. So we have the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management that has nutrition classes, diabetes prevention, pre-diabetes classes, and then diabetes management counseling. Their phone number is 908-237-6920. Again, that's 908-237-6920. We have Hunterdon Helpline. Do you want to say the number one more time?
Sure, 908-782-4357.
Great. We also have the YMCA. If you're interested in their diabetes prevention program, you can contact Devin Harp at 908-483-4951. Her name is Devin Harp at 908-483-4951. You can also get in touch with Sandra Grency at Rutgers for the Diabetes Support Group on Monday, October 19th. Her phone number is 908-788-1342. Her name is Sandra Grency at 908-788-1342. The Family Success Center also has a support group for diabetes. It is in Spanish, so I didn't speak much about it, but it is a similar support group in helping go over healthy lifestyle changes. And this one is in Spanish. So if you do know anybody whose primary language is Spanish and is looking to learn more about healthy eating and controlling their blood sugar with relation to diabetes, then they can contact me at 201-841-1757.
And also I'd like to say, Allison, that Hunterdon Helpline is part of its First Assist service, also has what we call our translation center of translators in many different languages. Of course, we have Spanish, but we also have Russian. We have Tagalog. We have Arabic. So many languages, and we actually have such a network in the county that if for some reason we're stumped by a particular language, we usually can find someone who is willing to help. So again, language should not be a barrier to getting help.
Exactly. You guys, the helpline is amazing. It's a tiny little office, and out of this tiny little space comes this wealth and richness of resources for Hunterdon County.
Well, I appreciate that, Allison. I appreciate you being on today. We are your first call for help at Hunterdon Helpline, 908-782-4357. Our 1-800 number is 272-4630. Allison is the epitome of what we have in our county available to you. Programs are free. You really have access to so many resources, and in this particular case, to diabetes prevention and management. And we hope that you do call Allison, get some more information, let her segue into what your particular game plan is versus the group. This is about being an individual, and I think that care actually gives you that opportunity. So perfect. Don't forget to call her at 201-841-1757. Coming up next is Boomer's World, so thank you, Allison. Any last minutes?
Yes, just a last plug for our Facebook page. So Hunterdon Diabetes Care.
That's
right, I promised that. That's okay. So Hunterdon Diabetes Care, we just launched a Facebook page. All of our partners from Care post to that page, including Norwest Cap, ShopRite. I think those are the two partners I left out at the very end there, but they're also very active in promoting both their own programs in other areas of health and wellness, and specifically information about diabetes. So you can look us up on Facebook, again, Hunterdon Diabetes Care, and you'll find a calendar of events, information about diabetes and healthy lifestyle. It's a really great project. We're very excited to launch the page and hope to continue to build a following here in Hunterdon County. And the last plug for Zufall Health, there is diabetes does affect your dental health. So if you know someone who needs a dentist, especially if they have diabetes, don't put it off. They can also contact me with more questions about the dental services that we offer here in Hunterdon. We accept patients who don't have dental insurance. So not having insurance is no excuse to not see the dentist.
Again, thank you, Allison. And we'll see you again next Friday at 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Jersey Shore residents are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best as a nor'easter-like storm and Hurricane Joaquin approach. Alice Stockton Rossini.
Forced out of her home for 8 months after Sandy, Gina's packing it up and leaving the island tonight.
I'm a little nervous. We're going to get everything off the ground. Books, photo albums.